Blog Talk Radio.
Sort of take care of my throat and try to make this phlegm, whatever it is, move.
I'm protecting myself as much as possible. And so I have to look here within my own house and see where this is coming from, because I shouldn't be getting sick like this continuously. It's been coming continuously. So I have to see where it's at and take care of it, do what I need to do to take care of it. Anyway, you know, people running around like life is normal, but COVID and the flu and all this stuff is still out there. And they're acting like it's not. And so, yeah, I have to address. Anyway, as I said, we're going to finish this up. Let's do our statement of faith. We will pray in, and we will do what's necessary. And then I will finish this up. It's about seven scriptures that we'll go through on this morning. That's the remaining seven, six plus one that I wanted to include in this that I didn't put in there. I said it last night, but I did not give the scripture on it, and I never like saying anything that I don't give the scripture for. So that, you know, people can't say, well, Brother Miles said it. We'll read it for ourselves and understand that I'm going to always only come from the scripture. I'm never going to give my opinion 99.9% of the time. I'm going to give what the scripture says. And we either believe it or we don't. So, that being said, let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Acting okay this morning for those that are going to call in, then, you know, I still provided the 480 number. If you should have a problem, I did check it before going live, and the host was able to call in last night. The host number was not working. So people were calling in, and they were told that they were going to be able to listen to the broadcast, but nothing ever happened because the host wasn't allowed to call in. This morning, the host is allowed to call in, and I'll have to see if anybody uses it, whether they're able to successfully connect. If not, you have the 480 number to connect to. All right, that being said, I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, O Yah Elohim. Glory to you, Father. We just lift you up and magnify your name on this morning. And we give you honor on this great day, Father, as you have commanded. So that we do. And we just love you on this day, Father. We truly love you. And we keep your commandments as you have said. So glory to you, Yah Elohim. Glory, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Yah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And our scripture for today, let's go get Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. We used these kind of last night to reiterate this. The culture of the Most High. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command you this day for thy good, May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, so we are going to, it is the Shabbat, so let me sound the shofar. Let me find that page on here. Let me sound the shofar. And then we will get into the rest of this lesson.
Righteousness, how excellent is thy name in in all the earth.
Yah, reveal yourself.
My times of trouble, you are the king, there's no other besides you. You are my redeemer from the ones I was sold to, and I am so grateful that we're the apple of your eye. And you are my rock, you are my fortress, you are my strength, and you are my deliverer. So how long shall we bear this oppression? I call on your name right now.
Yah, reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself
to me. Show me the way I'm supposed to be. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Please reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, oh, oh. Yah, reveal yourself to me. Yah, reveal yourself.
Adonai, from the rising,
later on. But the truth of the matter is, it was to teach the statutes, laws, and commandments, the ordinances of the Most High. So that's the overview. And if you want to love him, if you want to complete those first two, you know, the overall commandments, as Messiah says, then you must go and learn his statutes, laws, and commandments, ordinances, and judgments, his feast days, to get his culture and to find out how to love him. And in the same way, you got to look at those same things when it comes to your fellow man, to learn how to love him. Can't make it up. The Most High said, don't add to or take away from it, but do exactly what I said. He told that to Israel, but Israel was supposed to teach that to the rest of the nation. Even when Messiah came, go and teach all nations. Whatsoever I have taught you, do you think Messiah taught against the commandments of the Most High? No, he actually made them stricter. This is, if you get married, you can't just get divorced for any reason. And if you do get divorced, if you're a woman, you can't remarry unless your husband dies. He made it harder. And then he said, hey, man, if you divorce a woman for any reason other than she went outside the marriage, other than she fornicated, then you yourself have committed adultery and are an adulterer. And that's the only reason that Messiah gave that a man could let his wife go. She don't cook right. She don't do this. She don't do that. None of those are reasons for divorce. We don't get along. Not a reason for divorce. He said, unless he steps outside the marriage and goes sleep with somebody else, then you can't divorce him. And if you do, man, then you are an adulterer. If a woman divorces her husband for any reason, Scripture says she's an adulterer. So that is his culture. That is his way. Messiah didn't make it, you know, they were trying to take the easy way out. Well, I can divorce her for any reason. Or in Torah, I'll just have her killed. I'll accuse her of adultery and then have her stoned. And he said, because of the hardness of their heart, them to give divorce. But it was not ever meant to be so. So Messiah came to straighten these things out. He didn't come to change them. He came to straighten them out. In my culture, this is how we do this. You wanted to do something else. You wanted to make it easy for yourself, and you wanted to make the Most High conform to your culture, conform to what you wanted to do. But this is what was intended from the beginning. And so that's where we are at. So I want to take us to Ephesians, to the book of Ephesians, on this morning. We're going to start in Ephesians chapter 2. You see, we got people thinking that salvation is only for Israel. We got people thinking that salvation is only for the Gentiles. But that's not what Messiah said. And so let's see what he said. Who is salvation to? And what is he doing? So Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim. Now this faith in him and what he's doing, he's saying, hey, you can't be good enough because I've determined and I made sure, even in your conception, you were conceived in sin. The very act of your conception was sin. So all are sin. If you were born, if you were conceived, the act of your conception was sin. Okay. And so make sure that everybody must come to Messiah. Okay. Not of work. Least any man should boast. You know, I pay my tithes. I do this. I do that. I don't need Messiah. I can get into the kingdom on my own. He says, I'm not of works. You can't boast about that. You can't brag about that. Why keep the law? Okay. Probably keeping the law to the bare minimum, because the law is the bare minimum standard. It's not the high standard. It's the bare minimum. So if you keep all the law, you're doing the bare minimum. So it says you can't brag. It's like you going to work, showing up at work on time. and then want to brag about that you show up at work on time. And you want a promotion because you show up at work on time. No, you want a promotion. You need to do a little bit more than that. You need to do above and beyond. And then we'll look at you for a promotion because we expect everybody to show up at work on time. The same way with the commandments. The law tells you the minimum standard. And so if you keep it all, you are just meeting the Most High's minimum standard. And can't brag about it and say you did some great thing. Okay. So not that least any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, he being Messiah. Workmanship created in Christ Jesus, or created in Yeshua HaMashiach, unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them, walk in good works, walk in evil works. From the very beginning, he wanted us to walk in good works. He wanted us to consider our fellow man. He wanted us to consider our fellow woman. He wanted us to consider him. He gave us the, you know, how we should do this. Our problem is we didn't want to do it. So how can we show the world? We didn't want to do it, and we didn't do it. A generation may have done it. The next generation didn't do it. So, Messiah comes. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that you being times past Gentiles in the flesh. Now he's talking to the Ephesians. Once they have Messiah, they are no longer Gentiles. And so we want to make them Gentiles. But the law always said, if a stranger wants to come close, then they must do what the Most High said to do. And then they shall be considered as one in the land, as one that's homeborn. So we want to keep them separate. Oh, you're a stranger. You're a Gentile. When you come to Messiah, you are no longer considered to be a Gentile. And if you are a Hebrew of the flesh and you acting like the world, you're a Gentile. You got Gentile ways. Until you come back to the Most High and keep his culture and come back to Messiah. So he's talking to the Ephesians. That you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcised in heart, who are called uncircumcised by that which is called the circumcision. So the uncircumcised were the Gentiles. They didn't practice circumcision. They didn't practice the precepts of the Most High. They were not familiar with his culture. By that which is called the circumcision. That would be Israel. In the flesh made by hand. That at the time you were without Christ, without Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. This all goes back to them being as one in the land. Being considered as homeborn. They were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. Didn't know Elohim. They knew the Elohims they served. They knew the gods they served. But they didn't know the true and living Elohim. But now in Mashiach, Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. You're made close, you're made near by his blood. We got to hear this because you got people teaching something completely different, but this is what Messiah is saying. Okay, and this is what Paul is teaching. He's teaching this to the Ephesians. But this is not contrary to the law. It's not something new. We can go back into the law and find it. For he is our peace. Who is our peace? Mashiach. Now, let me say this and we'll move on. What I extremely do not like is that the Gentile nations have tried to exclude us. And the Gentile nations are coming to us and saying they're giving us, they're more or less giving us our own doctrine. And they don't understand our doctrine. Therefore, they can treat us the way that they treat us and still try to call themselves, quote-unquote, Christians or believers. when it is contrary. But from the very beginning, the Elohim that we serve said, hey, if a stranger want to come close, let his males be circumcised, let him keep the commandments, and he can come close, he can join, and be as one that is homeborn. This is the same thing that's being said here. Now, the commandment was, Hebrew, in the land that you go into, if they don't want to be like you, don't give your daughters and your sons to them to marry. Don't mix with them like that. Because they will bring their own Elohim, their own gods, and cause your sons and your daughters to worship their gods. So don't give them to them. If they don't want to become like you, if they don't want to accept your culture, which is the culture of the Most High. See, Israel did not make up its own culture. It came from the Most High. So this is not a Hebrew or a Jewish thing. This is an Elohim thing. And when we try to make it Hebrew or Jewish, no, we're just keeping what the Most High gave us. But it's his culture, his way, how he does things. So he says, for he, Messiah, is our peace. I told you don't go mix with them. And if it was against the law for you to mix with them, who has made both one? I'm making both these two, which two people? What both is he talking about? And has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. What was the wall of partition that was between us? The law says, hey, I can't go among you. I can't, you know, associate with you. That's a law. Israel always broke it most of the time because as soon as they were going to another nation, they'd be trying to take their women as wives. When we were in Egypt, we have a Hebrew woman and an Egyptian man that have a child. So it wasn't just men taking the women. It was both, men taking the women and the women taking the men of other nations. Just like we're doing today. Okay? But he says, if they want to do what's supposed to be done, then you can do that. But if they don't, you know, you can't take them and they want to keep their way. If they want to adapt the ways of the Most High, then you can marry them. For he is our peace who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, Jew and Gentile, circumcised and uncircumcised. How did he do that? Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the hatred, even the law of the commandment contained in the ordinances. Don't mix with them. He abolished it. I'm getting rid of those. I want you to take this gospel to the world. You can't do it if you can't go among them. They're supposed to be coming like you. You're supposed to be teaching them whatsoever Messiah taught you. You're supposed to be teaching them what is in the word of the Most High. You're supposed to be teaching them the culture of the Most High. And they're supposed to be converting. So I'm taking away the commandments that said don't go and mix with them. To make in himself, contained in the ordinances, for to make in himself, in Mashiach, of the twain, of the two, one new man, Jew and Gentile. I'm going to make one new man out of these two groups. And you're going to become one in Messiah. Now, when we understand the culture of the Most High, then we got to go back into the laws and find out how we do that. Oh, well, you're not circumcised as a male. You don't have to be circumcised to be saved. But if you want to participate in the Passover, in any other feast days, then you got to be circumcised. Not for salvation. If you don't want to come close like that, he's not going to make them come close. But if they really understood, they would want to come close. In the end, that's the way it's going to be, period. For to make it himself of the two, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto Elohim in one body by the cross, by his death, by his blood, having slain the enmity or the hatred thereby. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh or close. And through him, Messiah, we both, Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. So we got to understand that that's what he intended. If they are trying to use it against us and say something else, then we know that they are not really of the Most High. And if we are trying to use it to do something else, to keep them out, we are not really of the Most High. We have no understanding. And we are contrary to the culture of the Most High, because the Most High says, in every nation, those that fear him are accepted with him. If they fear him, then they're going to do what he says to do. And if they respect him, fear him. Because if you don't have that genuine fear of him, then you're not going to do what he says to do. You're going to do what you think is right. I respect you, but I don't agree in this. I don't agree in that. I don't understand this. So, because I don't understand it, I'm not doing it. No, when you fear him, whether you understand or not, your fear of him will make you do what he says to do. To this man do I look to with a contrite heart and who tremble at my word. The Most High never says, but in one place to reverence him. Every place else he says to fear him. So that comes with that comes automatically with a certain level of respect. But really the underlying principle is fear and dread. I fear him and I dread what he will do to me if I disobey him. I dread what my end result is going to be. Because the lake of fire is not a joke. You ain't dead. And you on fire. And you can't burn up, but you can feel that pain. People don't want to hear that. You know, he just going to kill me and it's over. No. He says you deserve something worse than that. You deserve to be put on fire and can't die. And still be able to feel what fire does to someone. It's agonizing. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You can't die, but you can feel it. And so we have to understand who the Most High is. So I wanted to go over that so we understand that salvation is not just to the Hebrew. It's not just to the Jew. It's to the entire world. And in Messiah, we become one. We become as one nation. And when the world realizes that, quote unquote, the Christian world, which I don't know if they would ever come to that understanding, but that's why the Most High woke us up. Why he's waking us up. That we might set the body straight. And we got our people waking up mad. Waking up mad at what, you know, what we went through as a people. And so we don't want to have anything to do with the so-called Gentile nations. And we want to, you know, we want to punish them. We want to get back at them. But the truth of the matter is, it ain't about us. We are in this condition because of what we did, what our forefathers did. And we are still in this condition because of what we're doing. As a people, like we did not learn, we have not learned yet. But you got to believe what is written. So the statutes, laws, commandments, and the ordinances, the judgment, the feast days of the Most High established his culture, and it tells us how to love him. You can't make up how you love him. I'm going to love him the way I want to love him. This is how I love. No, I don't accept that. I told you how to love me. Don't add to it or take away from it. Do exactly what I said to do. So let's go to, we left off in Hebrews chapter 12 last night. And I wanted to cover that in Ephesians. So, you know, when we hear these brothers or these sisters talking, you know, all these things, you got to understand what Messiah is doing under him. And all those who claim to be his, that's why he says, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You proclaim to know me, but I never knew you. You never came and kept my statutes, my laws, and my commandments, my ordinances, and my judgments. You tried to take the shortcuts. You tried to come through the back door. You tried to come through the side window. You tried to do anything but what was totally right, what you were comfortable with. No, you got to do what you are uncomfortable with too. You got to obey fully, 100%. So Hebrews chapter 12. And look at verse 28. Hebrews 12 and 28, and the word of the Most High reads, wherefore we shall be moved. You got to believe that. That what the Most High says is going to happen and what he's going to establish will happen. And your job while you are on this earth is to live the way that he said live. And if he don't come back in your lifetime, then you did what you were supposed to do. And you are supposed to understand that you have a promise that he will resurrect you. But he's going to resurrect both the good and the bad. He's going to resurrect everybody. But you want to be on the good side. And you can only be on the good side if you adopt his culture, his way of life. Then he knows that you love him. Let us have grace whereby we may serve Elohim acceptable with reverence and godly fear. With respect and godly fear. That fear is dread, trembling. So afraid that you are going to transgress. And if you transgress, you are truly uncomfortable. You are distressed. I have done something I wasn't supposed to do. And I don't know how the Most High is going to feel about this. And did I just lose my salvation? Because we teach, I won't say we, the world teaches an Elohim that's all forgiving, that's all loving, that's all kind, and he is not. When you consider who he is, I am the Most High Elohim. I don't have to take second best. I'll look at your heart. Did you fall by accident or did you fall intentionally? Were you disobedient, knowingly disobedient to me? Two different camps, two different circumstances. So he's not going to say, oh, you fell by accident. Don't matter. You fell by accident. I'm going to kill you. He don't operate that way. You did it by accident? Confess that you did it. And I am true and just to forgive you. Because you did it by accident. You did it ignorantly. You weren't willfully disobedient. But if you were willfully disobedient, you're in a whole other category. Understand that. This is his culture. I will forgive you if you don't intentionally disobey me. But he says under his law, if you intentionally disobey me, your sin shall remain upon you. The priest can't even make an atonement sacrifice for you. If the priest can't make an atonement sacrifice for you, you can't make one either. Can't sidestep that. Well, you know, I'll go to Messiah and I'll, you know, confess my sin and I'll repent. I would say this, if that's the case, then you better confess your sin, repent, and don't ever do it again. And maybe, just maybe, he'll have mercy. But you won't know that until you get there. Until you get in front of him. So it is his culture. culture. It is his way. And what the church has taught is just flat out a lie. And when we bring those same values, when we come into truth and we try to bring those values with us, taught, and we don't read his word and we don't study and we don't learn his ways, then we will continue to walk in the lie. Most of the time because we want to believe it. You know, that's what I learned as a little child, and I'm not letting it go. That's truth to me. Okay. You might be surprised when you go before him. So we have to understand that his kingdom, he is the rock that the kingdom is based upon, and nothing that he says is going to pass away unless he wants it to pass away, unless he wants it to change. It's all about him, not about us. And if we want to survive, then we got to adopt his culture, his ways, his rules, his traditions, not our own traditions, not our own doctrines, not our own laws, his. And so the world wants to bring their stuff into this. This is how we do it. You know, how can a Christian nation or a believing nation, how can anybody that says that they are his people, how can they write laws that are to him when they know what it says? Well, we don't want to condemn nobody. You're not condemning anybody. He is. Because this is not acceptable in his kingdom. This is not acceptable in his culture, but now you're going to change his culture to yours. So we got to understand that. We can't do that. Go to 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter. And we're going to get chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. As every man has received the gift of eternal life, the gift of salvation, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of Elohim. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of Elohim, the oracles of Elohim that he gave to Israel. If any man minister, let him do so as the ability which Elohim giveth. See, a lot of people say that they're called to this, that they're called to teach or to preach or to do whatever, but they're doing it because they want to do it. Not because Elohim called them to it. That Elohim in all things may be glorified through Mashiach, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we have to teach his oracles, his ordinances, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments. We don't make up our own. We don't get together as a people and vote, well, how do you feel about this? And it's concerning his oracles. It's concerning his word. There's no vote in that. His word says what it says. And we are to teach that. And we're not to modify it. But people will want to bring in their own oracles, their own standards. They want to do what's popular. See, back in the 1920s and 30s, 40s, 50s, when it wasn't popular to be gay, you wouldn't find that being taught in any church. Suddenly, the gay people came into power in Congress, and they're doing things, a lot of them are doing things on the down low. And then you have the true people of the Most High that won't say this is not right. Like Obama said, who you love is who you love. That's not what the Most High says. If you love your brother that way, which you're supposed to love them, but you're not supposed to love them in a sexual context, hey, you look good in them jeans. No. But they came into power, and then they voted in to change the laws of the land. And because it is a democracy, then the people made the choice. Yeah, we're gonna protect gay people, and we're gonna say that it's okay. It's okay for you to have abnormal sex. It's okay for you to marry somebody of the same gender. I can't tell you who to love. Huh. Most God says a man shall not lay with another man as he lays with a woman. But democracies have a way of doing those things. That's why it's the same way in Israel. Israel has the largest gay community, one of the largest ones in the world, per population. Over 25% of the population is gay in Israel today. Why? Because they are allowing the people to make the decision and not the Most High. So I know that it's not the real nation of Israel. Because the real nation of Israel will follow the statutes, laws, commandments of the Most High. And they would not make laws that are contrary. So they can claim that they are who, whatever they want to claim that they are. Their actions say something different. They're talking with their lips, but their actions are contrary to the word of the Most High. But we follow him. He's our Elohim, and we're his people. Are you really? Or is it something that you stole? That you took from someone else? That's why we are awakened. That's why we cannot sit by and take these things. We cannot be quiet concerning them. So let's keep moving. So if any man speaks, if he wants to minister, let him speak the oracles of Elohim, not the oracles of man, not the oracles of science, but of Elohim. These are his things. These are his judgments. These are his commandments. These are his laws. These are his ordinances. These are his judgments, his oracles. To Revelation, chapter 22. The book of Revelation, chapter 22. Get verses 1 through 3. Revelation, chapter 22, verses 1 through 3. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. This is what it's going to be like in the end. The throne of Elohim is going to be established in the earth. In Israel, there's going to be a river that comes out from the throne. And it's going to actually fill the Dead Sea with fresh water. And remember that the Most High, through the tribulation, he kills everything in the seas and in the ocean. Because he don't want men to be able to survive. But then when he reestablished the kingdom, he's going to bring life back to those waters. And people are going to fish those waters. And so we got to understand that this is all about him. In the end, he's going to be the only ruler in the world. Now he's going to put people, over cities. But they're every decision they make will not be their own. It will come down from the Most High. Follow these rules. Enforce these rules. Because he says, just as he's going to rule the nation, Messiah, everybody that overcomes, if you go to Revelation chapter 2, everybody that overcomes and gets a crown of authority, because not everybody's going to get a crown of authority. Everybody who makes it into the kingdom will get a crown of life. Then some are going to get crowns of authority. And then some are going to be over one city, and some are going to be over five cities or 10 cities. But they will take their direction from Messiah. And just as he rules the nation strictly with a rod of iron, he says, if you overcome and you get a crown of authority, you got to rule the nations with the same rod of iron. Somebody mess up, what does the law call for? If they do something unto death, you know, like a fire is in play now. So bound them up and throw them in the lake of fire. See, we don't want to see it like that. But the lake of fire is in play. Nobody can actually die. So if you ain't already in the lake and you do something wrong, the Messiah says bind them up and throw them in the lake. But there is no more death. There is no more grave. There'll be no more curse, but the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Serve the Most High. That's what we're supposed to be doing today. But we get caught up because we're caught up in the world. We're caught up with paying bills. We're caught up with, you know, I got to eat. I got to do this. I got to do that. But our life should be centered around keeping his culture and serving him. Go to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. And let's get verse 8. Now, people don't believe that the Most High will make you believe a lie. Will make you believe a lie. He will tell you the truth and then won't give you the understanding of the truth the way you want to be. So in Isaiah, let's go up here. Talking to Isaiah. Okay, verse 8. Also I heard the voice of Yah saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. Hear the message, but don't understand it. Messiah said the same thing. His disciples asked him, why do you speak to the people in parables? Why don't you just plainly say what you want to say? I speak to them in parables because I want them to hear, but I don't want them to understand. Same thing Isaiah said. I want the masses to hear what I'm saying, but I don't want them to understand. And I want them to see. They can see the miracles that are being performed, and yet they will not be able to perceive what they're seeing. So they were told the truth. if not in a way that they can understand it. Why? Because I want to judge them. And I don't want to judge them favorably. They have shown me with their heart that they are not going to be right by me. So I'm going to come and tell you the truth. I'm going to have somebody come and tell you the truth, but you're not going to understand it. They can work a miracle in front of you. And you're going to find a way to explain it away. You're not going to be able to perceive who it's from. So you're not going to be able to believe. And you're going to believe a lot. Now, Isaiah is saying it. Messiah said the same thing. These people's hearts have waxed gross. They are clogged up. They are stopped up. And their thoughts are evil continually. So I'm going to tell them the truth, but not in a way that they can understand it. And they won't be able to say they weren't told. This is his culture. You either obey him and do what he says to do, but you don't claim him and you don't really do what he says to do. Because then I'm going to cause you to believe a lie. I'm going to cause you to hear the truth and not be able to accept it. And you can't say you weren't told. You were told. And when the Most High uses that to judge you, then you won't be able to say it was unfair. Well, he caused me not to believe. He caused, well, it was because of your heart. You didn't really want to accept his culture. You didn't really want to accept his ways. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. You wanted to follow the nation. You wanted to take the easy road. So therefore, I'm going to tell you the truth, but you won't be able to understand it. If I do a miracle in front of you, you won't be able to understand it. You won't be able to perceive it. But this is of the Most High. This is part of his culture. Because he's righteous. So you would say, hey, you can't say you didn't hear. You heard. But you chose to believe something else. In your heart. You didn't open up your heart wholly to him. Entirely to him. So that he can correct what was in you. Okay, so you're going to hear, but you ain't going to really understand it. And that's the masses today. That's why they come up with all these different doctrines. And it's easy. You know, the Most High is just all merciful. No matter what I do, all I got to do is confess it. And he is true and just to forgive me. It does say that, but you're not understanding what he's saying. You're not understanding the application of it. And because you want to continue doing what you're doing, and you don't want to truly repent and turn away from it, you know, I'm struggling with this. You know, I just can't seem to stop. And you never truly repented. You never truly turned away. In your heart, it was still there to do it. Therefore, you struggle with it. But if it's in your heart not to do it, if it's in your heart to truly repent, turn away from it, then you'll stop. Or you will start. Whatever it is. And so, Yahweh will send you somebody to tell you the truth. And you believe a lot. You won't be able to understand. He'll give you the understanding. Because it's him that gives the understanding. I had to realize that years ago. I'm teaching certain subs, and I'm like, why can't they see this? Why can't they see this, y'all? No matter how I teach it, I try to change it up, reach them this way or reach them that way. Because it's not you giving the understanding. It's not you saving. It's me. And if you can't make them understand what I don't want them to understand, you tell them the truth, but they ain't going to understand it because I did not give them the understanding. They're trying to get it on their own. Yeah, because they're not going to understand. I did not give it to them. Isaiah and Messiah say the exact same thing. And so when we're going over the tenet of discipleship, and I bring that verse up where Messiah says, you know, they ask me, hey, why don't you say what you want plainly? I don't want the masses to understand. Only who I call and who I give understanding to. And I'm not giving it to everyone. So they're going to hear some things and they're going to think they understand. But they're not understanding the truth. They didn't hear the truth. I didn't give them the correct filter to filter it through. So they're going to think what they're going to think. But it's going to be a lie. And then when they come before me and I say, weren't you not told this? Yeah, but I understood it to be this. Well, that was not the truth. And I'm still going to judge you negatively. And I caused you not to understand it. But I gave you the truth. No, we don't serve an Elohim like that. We do. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. The book of Micah. Micaiah. Chapter 6 and verse 8. And he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yah require of thee? Get that in Deuteronomy. What is required? Required is not optional. It's mandatory. He has given you what's good and what's required. But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. Walk humbly with him means to, you are humble. He's not. What he says goes. What he wants is what he's going to have. So it simply says, I love them that love me. And if you love me, you would keep my commandments. It's not just a commandment. It's everything. And then you have to understand what he changed. You can't make sacrifices today of animals because he said those sacrifices had to be brought to the door of the temple, to the priesthood. You can't go out in the middle of the field. If you go out in the middle of a field and you sacrifice an animal and say you sacrifice it to Yah, God says you have sinned. I don't know who you sacrifice him to. So bring it to the door of the temple. Where there's no temple, so you can't make that sacrifice anymore. That changed. Can't make that sacrifice. Not even for a peace offering. Not even for a free will offering. Not even as a love offering. And definitely not for sin. Because the requirement to bring it to the door of the temple can't do. He says, so offer yourself as a living sacrifice, acceptable and holy unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. That's the bare minimum you got to do. It's reasonable for me to ask you to do that. Offer yourself, your life. Serve me the way that I said serve me. Do what I said to do. Don't add to or take away from. That's how you learn to love him. That's how you show that you love him. And you can only get that from the statutes of all commandments and his judgments, his ordinances, and it's from your heart, and not doing it like it's grievous, like it's a burden to you to do it. Do it with joy. And the world is supposed to be converting to that, to the culture of the Most High, not converting the Most High to their culture. And that's what man has done today. So understand that. I'm going to close out with that. Remember that you cannot love the Most High if you don't love him the way that he said love him. It's not acceptable with him. Love him the way that he said love him. And then he will love you. And the only way you're going to learn to love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your spirit, all your strength, is to learn what he said, how to love him. In his statutes, laws, commandments, and orders, is his judgment. His feast day. This is what I celebrate. This is not just for Israel, and that's what they have tried to make it. Oh, no, that was just for Israel. No, you've done it. That's for the world. For every nation, kindred, and tongue. Come to the Most High and learn of me. Learn of me and my ways. Learn of my culture. Become a member of my group. Do it with your whole heart and do it with joy. Not with grief. You know, I want to go shopping, but they got a sale on and it's status. And I know I shouldn't be going out, but this sale is going to end. I'm going to go out and do this shopping. Well, you just designed me. Save a little bit of money. Okay, with that being said, as I said, my throat is kind of bothering me this morning. I want to make sure that we finish up. It's how you love the Most High. It's how you complete the first of the two greatest commandments. Love the Most High with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. On this evening, we will learn how you love your brother, your neighbor. Because those are the greatest two commandments. But remember, you can't just take those two commandments on face value, because it says on these two commandments hang all of the law. You want to know how to do this? You want to know how to fulfill those two commandments? Then you got to go learn the law on it. Then you can fulfill them. But if you got to take it on face value, then you're going to put your definition of what love is. And that's what you're going to do. And you're going to be happy with it, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm loving you. Well, I said, that ain't to my standard. That ain't what I told you to do. You're doing what's right in your own eyes. So we got to understand that. We want to learn how to fulfill those two great commandments, to love your neighbor as yourself, and you have to go back into the law. And you have to find out what the Most High says. How he says to complete or fulfill those commandments. Everyone that is going to do that is going to adopt his culture. They're going to do it the way he says to do it. They're not going to try to change the word of the Most High to fit into their culture. People are interpreting the scriptures that it's okay to be gay. It's okay for a woman to lay with a beast as she would a man. It's okay to do things, and then things that he says are okay, then they don't want to do it. Whatever he's saying, they want to be the opposite of it. That's what I see. When I talk to people about multiple wives, so what is written in the scripture? What did the Most High allow? Because if he didn't want Abraham to take Hagar, he could have told Abraham, hey, don't touch her. If he didn't want Jacob to work another 7 years for Leah or Rachel, he said, hey, don't do it. If he didn't want David to have 5 wives and then give him all of Saul's wives, he would say, I'm not giving you Saul's wives. Matter of fact, I told you not to take those other women. He never said those things. So what is written? What is acceptable by him? It is a Western thing. And so they try to enforce their culture into the Most High's culture. Well, we don't believe in having more than one wife. That's not what's in the Bible. And so we get mad, we get jealous, we do because we are going by their culture. If you don't have enough men and you got a whole bunch of women, then what do? Be tipping. I'm going to sneak over here. I know Sister So-and-so is lonely and nobody else got to know. I don't want nobody to know. That's where she's at. Instead of doing the right thing, it's permissible by the Most High. Most High never labeled any of those men adulterers by doing it outside of his will, outside of his culture. You're going to do this, this is the right way to do it. And if he shall take him another wife, the food, raiment, and duty of marriage, he can't stop with the first wife. Well, I want you to be with me, but I want you to be with her. Then you haven't really accepted the culture of the Most High. So it's things like that. So what's written? And do we change it to fit how we were brought up, the nation that we were brought up in? No, the world is supposed to be changing to the culture of the Most High. Not the Most High changing to the culture of the world. Or this is acceptable and that's acceptable and these things are acceptable. They are contrary to his words. But because it's part of our tradition, part of our doctrine, part of our culture, and we believe in him, then it's now acceptable. That is a lie. It is an untruth. So you want to know how to love him? If you love me, keep my commandments. I love them that love me. And if you're not keeping his commandments, his ordinances, his judgment, you don't love him. You say you love him. If you are mixing him with the world, he says, hey, don't mix me with the world. Don't call me nothing or do to me or call yourself doing for me anything that they have done for their God, their Elohim. It's an abomination to me. So if you want to make sure you're not committing abomination, then you got to learn what he says, how to deal with him. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Brother Miles don't have a heaven or a hell to put you into. Fear Yah, don't fear me. Shalom, and enjoy the rest of your day. This evening we will continue in this, but we will be looking at how the Most High says we are to love our brother and what Messiah said about it. Those are the two commandments. And the only way that we can do those things is to learn how he says. not how the world says to do. Peace and blessings. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'm going to go lay back down.
Thank you.
Happy Sabbath.